Welcome to Legislative Report, and with us on the program today is Representative Steve Menser, who represents the 97th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Menser, we are fast approaching the upcoming November 2nd election here in Pennsylvania. What are some of the races voters may see on their respective ballots this year?
Well, Greg, I think people should be prepared because the ballots are a little bit long this time around. And in the past, I think many people in both parties had the ability to vote straight party. In other words, they could check one box and vote for all Republicans or check one box and vote for all Democrats. And, of course, we can't do that anymore, so the ballot may look a little bit large to some people. I know in my district, it's actually 3 pages long. But what the kind of things that are on the ballot, when you first receive your ballot, you're going to see races for the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. You're going to see races for the Superior Court of Pennsylvania, then judges of common pleas, and then you get down to the row officers, the controller and the recorder of deeds, and then the clerk of courts. So once you get through all that, and you have to fill out each one of these, and, of course, they are designated Republican or Democrat by a DEM by the Democrat name and an REP by the Republican name. And the Democrats are all listed first. Republicans are listed after the Democrats because that's how we do it in Pennsylvania. If there's a seated Democrat governor, then that's how we order things on the ballot. So after you get through those row offices, then you get down to your local races. And the school board is the next thing you'll see on the ballot. And, of course, there's usually between, four and sometimes as many as 6 candidates for school board. And then you'll either have commissioners or supervisors listed next. Many times there's a tax collector on the ballot and also a constable on the ballot. And then there's a judge of elections that you'll need to select if there's one running in your district. If there's not one running, feel free to write your own name in because that's a very important job. And last but not least is inspector of elections. So it's a long ballot, and you're going to have to take your time. And if you're voting for a particular party, just make sure you look for that DEM if you're a Democrat or an REP if you're a Republican.
It's a very important election that voters need to take very seriously, and there are some important deadlines for this election as related to mail-in and absentee ballots. Can you talk about that for our listeners?
Yes, the last day to apply for a mail-in ballot is October 26th, so that's coming up here pretty fast. And, of course, you need to get your ballot, your mail-in ballot or your absentee ballot, into the Board of Elections by November the 2nd. So, you can mail that back, and I would suggest you mail it back as soon as you get it. My wife uses a mail-in ballot, and she mailed hers back, and then she gets an email showing that they received that ballot. But if you wait, it's better for you to take it down to the County Board of Elections in Lancaster City so that you make sure your vote counts. So those are the important dates here that are coming up very close. There's one more thing, Greg, I forgot to mention in the ballot. There also are 6 judges up for retention. So after you get through all that I just talked about, there's the last page is these 6 judges.
We want to encourage all of our listeners to get educated about the candidates on their ballot and make sure they cast their ballot by the November 2nd date. And Pennsylvanians can get more information at the website votespa.com. Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, I want to thank you for joining us on today's Legislative Report.